We have a mighty stick, and we're here on behalf of the state of Michigan and the citizens of Flint.
That's Special Assistant Attorney General Todd Flood, who's leading Attorney General Bill Schuette's criminal investigation into the Flint water crisis. That investigation has now led to a civil lawsuit being filed today against water engineering companies involved in trying to fix the city's water problems. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta was at this morning's announcement in Flint and is with us now. Rick, who's being sued?
Well, there are several entities that are being sued, but the primary targets are two corporations, Veolia and LAN, and these are big water engineering firms. Veolia is a North American corporation, but its actual parent company is based in France, and LAN is a Houston-based company. And they were brought in not specifically to deal with the lead crisis, but to deal with other complaints that people were making about the water as far as the smell and the taste and the color and things like that. Yeah. But what this lawsuit says, filed by Todd Flood on behalf of Attorney General Bill Schuette, and what it says is, yeah, but you made big promises. You promised that you were going to do an end-to-end review of the system, that you were going to look at everything, and the upshot was that you didn't find, you didn't fix, and in fact, your actions exacerbated the lead water crisis that led to children being exposed and all the problems that went with that.
So this takes us back to those early weeks after the switch was made to Flint water when
right.
citizens were showing up with discolored water, stinky water, and filing complaints. And I remember water was treated later in that year, and that only made it worse.
Well, a key element, and this is what Bill Schuette said, a key moment was when General Motors announced that it was not going to use water from the Flint River. And he says that should have been a warning bell to these water professionals that there was a problem that they should have followed up on and didn't. Now, we should point out the water companies have wasted no time, that they've released statements, and it's not the, you know, the typically the sort of sterile, you know, we are not going to issue in a comment because this is a matter of pending litigation.
What are they saying?
They are saying, no way, this is unwarranted. We didn't do it. That we complied with the terms of the contract and the lead and copper rule, the federal lead and copper rule, which is central to whether or, you know, to what happened in Flint, whether or not EPA rules were complied with. That was not part of our purview, not something that we were supposed to do. And one of the companies said, and we even advised you that you needed to be putting corrosion controls into the water, and you ignored it. And then they go back to all the previous reports that say, you know, that the Flint water crisis was caused by government officials not doing their jobs, not these private companies that were brought in as consultants.
So this was a robust reaction.
Very.
So this is going to be interesting as this plays out. And we should just be clear again, this is a civil lawsuit. This is not
right.
like the criminal charges that the AG filed in April against the two DEQ water regulators.
Right. And they say that investigation is continuing, and we can expect more criminal charges to be filed. And really the purpose of this is to go and recoup the state's costs in dealing with the Flint water crisis. And Schuette and Flood say we could be talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that could perhaps be put into a trust fund to be dealing with the ongoing effects of the water contamination in Flint for years and decades to come.
This is really it is fascinating watching this play out as things shift to courtrooms.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of timetable are we looking at?
This could take years. In all likelihood, will take years before it's all resolved and settled, unless, you know, they come to some settlement before then.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. As always, a pleasure, Rick.
It's a pleasure, Cindy.